On this day, among the many feasts that are celebrated, and of course, there are many feasts every single day, so we do not mention all of them, just once in a while, a new or less known one here and there. But today there are two feasts that are remembered in the Missal for today that are required. One is that of the Bishop and Doctor St. Cyril of Alexandria, and then the other one, also from Alexandria, St. Apollonia, Virgin and Martyr. Now, St. Cyril was the patriarch of Alexandria at the time in the 5th century when the patriarch of Constantinople, Nestorius, began to teach heresy. And of course, so it's not unusual or unheard of that a particular bishop or other teaches heresy. Never, under most circumstances, and some would argue that, and that's their privilege, has the Supreme Pontiff taught heresy. Again, that is for the future to decide. But St. Cyril heard of the heresy, and the heresy was his own, Nestorianism, which we shall see later on as we mention the different heresies. Especially, we will have little articles in the bulletin about them, as well as in theology class, which we will begin again soon. Nestorius refused to believe in the unicity of the hypostatic union of the divine nature of Christ and the human nature of Christ coming, being born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, thus making her the mother of God. She was not the mother of the human nature, only she was the mother of the person who is from eternity God and divine. And so, of course, St. Cyril condemned it, and soon enough, at his behest, the Council of Ephesus was called forth, and it was the third ecumenical council in 431 AD. Ephesus, the city where Mary lived with St. John the Divine until she went to Jerusalem for her assumption into heaven. And so the heresy was condemned. Nestorius, as usual, most heretics, continue to teach their heresy, as we see in the readings of today, which are prophetic in a sense. But nevertheless, St. Cyril condemned Nestorianism and asserted very forcefully and very faithfully the divine maternity of the Blessed Mother, our Blessed Mother Mary, who is the mother of God, not just the mother of a human nature. There is no such thing. She is the mother of God. And then he served throughout a good part of the 5th century until he died in the year 444 AD. Already his sermons and his writings being held up as great teachings of the Church even to this day. The other, a woman less known but nevertheless celebrated on this day, also from Alexandria of Egypt. Of course, northern Africa was rife with Catholics and dioceses and bishops and saints and martyrs until the Muslims came and killed all of them and destroyed all of it, with very few exceptions. So Apollonia was a very wise woman. She had consecrated her virginity to Christ, but she also had a great gift of wisdom from God by which she proclaimed the truth of the faith to all that heard her. And as a result, she was condemned to be tortured and then eventually martyred because she refused to give up her faith in Christ. Now, her martyrdom is very interesting. The first thing, she was condemned to have all her teeth knocked out with bricks and stones and clubs, and her jaw broken. And of course, this would have been horrendously painful. But that wasn't it. So whenever you have a toothache or have problems or be afraid of going to the dentist, pray to St. Apollonia. Today, also pray for all dentists, including our own here in our parish, Dr. Hyland. Then that did not stop her, so she kept, as she could, without teeth, proclaiming the glories of Christ. And of course, we are so loath to do anything for Christ. Everything we do, we think we are a real hero of the faith when we do absolutely nothing. So she continued. No one would shut her up, not for Christ's sake. So then they condemned her to be burned to death, and they stood her in front of the fire, and according to tradition, the Holy Spirit inspired her to not give them the pleasure of pushing her into the fire, so she jumped into the fire by her own volition. And of course, some people have problems with that. Is that suicide or not? The church doesn't think so. So we go with what the church says, despite what our meager minds and reason may think. She died around the year 259 under the persecution of the emperor Decius, who hated Catholics with all his heart. So today we pray also to St. Apollonia, Virgin and Martyr of Alexandria in Egypt, and the Patriarch of Alexandria in Egypt, St. Cyril of Alexandria. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.